Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter now.
The blues, eh? I just bought a light bulb off Groupon at 2 o'clock in the morning. It changes colour. It goes blue and red. And the blue isn't a good colour.
Go to bed. Go to sleep. Why?
Blue isn't a good colour for a light in your bedroom.
I've got a purple one.
Do you? Purple might work.
Are we both running brothels or something?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? The red one's very soothing. I don't know. They say red is, you know, danger and all that, but I don't know. It's very soothing to me.
Does this have to do with today's
no
police blotter
story? Absolutely not. Okay, so here's a story for you. The story goes like this. 8:24 p.m. A detox center said that a couple that checked out of their room took a 23-inch flat-screen TV valued at $500 along with them.
Okay.
You know.
As if you wouldn't know who took it.
If it's not nailed down in a detox center, you know. There's a whole business there, isn't there, going around with a screwdriver, screwing everything down to the ground in a detox center, because that's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a recent controversy in town about rehabs and detoxes springing up around the place, which are federally regulated, can't be regulated by the city, so can't do anything about it. There's one up near Top of the World School, and people don't like the fact that there's a rehab up there near the school.
Right.
You know?
My dad and I stole a really nice pillow from a Holiday Inn Express on our recent bus trip across the country.
I don't know whether you should be saying that on the
radio. We're going to end up in the news.
We better call Mark O'Connor, law guy. We're going to need a lawyer. Anyway, we like our junkies here in town. We've got a history of Timothy Leary and the Brotherhood. But they're a certain class, aren't they? They're the kind of people we like here. So I wrote this song. It may be a bit disingenuous, but it was late last night and I don't care. All right. So it goes like this. This is not Seattle or Chicago. We ain't a city of that size. For we are the California Riviera. Folks round here are very, very nice. Very nice. Even the scumbags say good morning, morning. The crime we like is starchy white collar. The teenage stoners always keep the noise down. So long as they've the keys to mommy's car. We like a better class of loser in Laguna. The ones who do a little crystal to unwind. We disapprove of those that stink or steal to get a drink. We much prefer the self-supporting kind. We want a better class of junkie in Laguna. The ones who keep it light and never frown. If you're jonesing like a bitch and you just can't scratch the itch, that's no excuse to let your standards down. We like a rogue who is romantic in Laguna. Thomas Edison or Freud or Kennedy, River Phoenix or Cobain, both completely did their brains, but they had the cash to buy their own TV. We don't want no toothless uglies in Laguna. Please send them off to Costa Mesa or to San Clemente.
Very rude song.
I know.
Oh, man. Good one, Jason Fetty.
Thanks.
Jason sings the police blotter every Friday morning. He finds a story and in some days just winds and twists it into his own demented tale. That one, may I remind you, was about stealing a TV from a detox center. You can find these podcasts online, and someday there'll be a CD of them. KX935.com. Just click on Daily Scramble Live. You can find the police blotter every week. Oh, yes.
I say.
Good. I love the British accent, too, like the really British accent.
Well, it's authentic.
Well, it was exaggerated.